A new podcast series is here. As you hear me recording this, I'm just sitting in my truck outside the gym ready to go in, but I was just hit with, okay, this is what you got to do next. This is an example of that. I've been recording these morning thoughts for the past few weeks and been posting them. First, I started posting them long form on IG and TikTok. And then I had an idea of starting them as podcasts and said, okay, I'm going to get around to uploading them to podcast. And now, from understanding that saying something and doing something are two completely different things, instead of trying to package it and make it look nice, I'd rather just do it. That's what I'm best at. And I believe that's how we gain momentum. Instead of trying to package it perfectly, IG and TikTok isn't the best for long form. And so me posting them there, you're not going to get, a lot of people aren't going to be able to hear what I got to say. And so now all I'm doing is uploading them as soon as I finish recording them. Then I'll post them. You may see the clip on IG or TikTok with the link to this here now. Maybe this is how you got here. More importantly, I just want to put out the messages that are flowing through me in the morning. And I hope that they help others. And also be that example for you, because you've been through lessons and you have things to share. You have value. And if you even feel a slight hint of wanting to share them with the world, and really it's a calling, you'll know if it's even in your head or your thought. It's not you thinking it. It's our Creator telling you, hey, I put you through this. I got you through this. Now share what you learned. So if I could be that example of not to hold back and just show you how simple it is by pulling out my phone and just making a decision to think it, do it, share it. And this is what this is. So this episode is Morning Thoughts with Gil. This series is Morning Thoughts with Gil. Hope you find value. And I hope you use the lessons learned to help you get on the path to getting solid, being solid, and staying solid. As a kid, if your parents never wanted to spend time with you, or let's just say not even wanted, but they just didn't. Maybe they did want to, but they never spent time with you. And they had all the excuses in the world. They were too busy. They were too busy providing, too busy making sure you were set in life, but didn't spend that quality time with you. How strong would your relationship be with them? In a relationship, if you never spent quality time with your partner, how long would that relationship last? You know, my wife and I, we've had this conversation about her in her early 20s, because that's when I first met her and started to get to know her. And of course, she's grown so much then, is such a different woman than she was back then. And I've got to see that growth and be a part of that growth. And one of the things that always sticks out to me that was so foreign to me when she told me during one of our conversations about relationships was that she didn't like to be by herself. She didn't like to spend time alone. And it was because she didn't like herself. She didn't like who she was. And so she spent so much time trying to be around others because she didn't want to be alone with herself. And I didn't even think twice about myself in that moment. I've always felt that I craved time alone. And so I didn't put much thought into it as far as from my perspective. But as the years have went on and I've took the time to spend time with myself, I've come to realize that although I wanted time with myself, I seeked it, I craved it, I still never did it. In my case, it wasn't about me not wanting to. It was about me being too busy to. And not always in the sense of, oh, because I had all these things to take care of, which I did. There was a whole lot of me making things up to do as well. And so, like I had mentioned before, just because I did love myself, just because I did want to spend time with myself, how strong of a relationship could I have with myself if I never gave myself the time to be with myself? And even when I did the times that I would find that, so the kids were occupied or they were with somebody else, there wasn't a project to be done, the business was all right, I would always just drink during that time. And that's how, if I did have time alone, alcohol would usually be involved, not in a sense of I'm drinking myself to oblivion, but that's what I would do to relax. That's what I would do to just kick my feet up, have a good time. But as I'm learning more and more now, is that still that took me out of being present. And so, although I would have that alone time, I wasn't present with myself. If anything, alcohol, I liked it because it helped me stop thinking. Because my mind would always go to trying to be busy. And so, I look at the contrast of why my wife didn't want to be alone back then compared to me, quote unquote, wanting to be alone, wanting to have alone time, but never allowing myself to have it. And now that I'm in my 40s and I'm taking the time to be purposeful in it, and it's something that I tried doing back in my 30s, but I didn't stick to it. And I remember it feeling good, and I remember it feeling right, but business had to be taken care of, kids had to be raised, bills had to be paid. And so I always let that end up taking priority, not only in my relationship with myself, but relationships as a whole, with all my loved ones, with people I cared about. And so now, as of today, or as of in my 40s, I know I want to make it a priority. I have to be purposeful in it. I have to be consciously making decisions to make it a priority in my life. And now that I'm doing it, the memories of it feeling good, the memories of it feeling right, are connecting. It's like, oh yeah, back to feeling aligned. is what's happening now, and it feels good. No, so I've got to learn so much from being in a good, healthy, loving relationship with my wife. Really helping me learn about myself, about love and what it means to make quality time a priority. You know, there's a big shift, and time has flown by so much, but where my wife is a hustler, she's a make things happen type of person, and long before me, she was the sole provider for her and her son, that's ingrained in her, you know, and same thing with me. I was a sole provider. And so we wouldn't always find that quality time together. It would kind of be like, well, when that time hits, we'll spend it together. When it appears, we'll grasp it together and do it in that. And honestly, I probably would have just kept on going about it that way. But it was her who said, nope, I need that quality time with you. It's a priority to me, and we're making it. And we're going to block off Sundays from now on. That's my day. So you do whatever you want. 6 days a week, but Sunday is for me. And I went from me not ever having spare time to spend quality time, you know, thinking that way, to like now it was a priority, so we made it happen. And so although I'm a slow learner, I do learn from it. And that's what is such a beautiful thing, is she can learn much from me. I can learn much from her. And one of the most things I'm attracted to that woman for is because of her hunger for growth and her willingness and courage to do what it takes to grow. And so what I want to share with you is the power of not only relationships, because I know I am speaking about relationships, but really when this thought came to me was really about, well, I guess, you know, it is relationship, but not with another, but with yourself. There's a person that you do not know yet that is waiting to get to know you. But you need to make it a priority to spend that time with them. Whether it's you don't like that person, so you don't want to spend time with them. Whether you're so busy that you don't have the time to spend with that person. Whatever your reason may be, you got to make that time. You got to make that time. Again, just think about you loving somebody so much and wanting their time, but they have whatever excuse that they have to not spend time with you. That relationship's not going to be strong. And you may be going through life right now and wanting stronger relationships with everybody around you, and you just can't figure it out. You're like, I do this, and it doesn't bring me closer. I do that, and it seems to push me away more from the people I love. And you're so busy trying to find a solution to an outside problem when the problem's internally. How can you have strong relationships with others when you don't have one with yourself? There's a beautiful person waiting to get to know you. They know you so well, more than anybody else does. You just got to make the time, that quality time to get to know them. That person is you. It's that person is in you. And they're waiting to get to know you more. And so much of your life will begin to get better. So many relationships will start to get stronger if you make that time. So I hope this message finds you well. I hope when you listen to these thoughts that it helps you to get to start thinking. And more importantly, start doing. So, much love and take care.